Friends, it's Jesse here, welcome back to an episode of Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be reading Day 2, Chapters 3 and 4 of John. And so, I highly encourage you guys to go get out your Bibles, get out your highlighters, and follow along with me as we are reading Chapters 3 and 4. But if you do not, if you just want to listen, that's okay too. And yeah, so let's get started. But before we begin, please go check out my website link down in the description down below. And so me and my cousin Gracia are doing a Q&A episode at the end of March. And we need comments, we need questions for it. So if you guys have a question that you want us to listen to, you have to click the link down below. Click the button that says, click here to visit my blog. And then you click on the post, and then type your question there. It explains it better on the homepage of my website. But yeah. Also, if you have not, I think it's hard to say this. I honestly have no idea. So if you have not read chapters 1 and 2 in the previous episode, please go check that out before we do this, so you guys know what's like happening in it. So yeah. So let's get started. Chapter 3 is called, the first part of it is called Jesus Teaches Nicodemus. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. If no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with them." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. The flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify of what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the man who has came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." We are on verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I do have that verse highlighted in yellow. That's one that we should try to memorize and work on that. So yeah, I'll give you a couple seconds to highlight it if you want to. Okay, so yes, we are on verse 17. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in sight of God. And the next little part of chapter 3 is called John testifies about Jesus. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John was baptizing at Aion, sorry if I don't know how to say that right, near Salim. Yeah, because there was plenty of water and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi," that man who was with you is on the other side of the Jordan, the one who testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him. John replied, a person can receive only what is given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less. The one who comes from the earth above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. Okay, I'm gonna start over at verse 31. Sorry, I'm struggling a little bit here. The one who comes above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has said and heard. But no one escapes his testimony. Whoever has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks of the words of God, for God gives a spirit without. For God gives a spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son of. I'm sorry, I'm really struggling today. Okay. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. And that is the end of chapter 3. And so chapter 4 is really long, but okay. So I'm thinking of what I'm gonna do if we do 4 this time, half of 4, then next I want to do half of 4, 5, 6, and 6. Okay. Okay, we're just gonna read the entire chapter 4. Yeah. Hopefully we can get this done quickly. Actually, I don't need it to be done quickly. JC, you are fine. You can take... Yeah, okay. Anywho, let's get started. Okay. The title of the first part of chapter 4 is called Jesus Talks with a Samaritan Woman. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees have heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judah and, Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's just proceed. Okay, we're on verse 5 of chapter 4. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Now his disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has given us the well to drink and drank from it himself, I'm really struggling today, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and I have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is the Spirit, and his worshippers must worship the Spirit and its truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." The disciples rejoin Jesus is the title of the next part of this chapter. And yeah, we are on verse 27. Sorry, my microphone is like moving. Okay, there we go. Just then, his disciples returned and were expecting to find him, were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want? Or, why are you talking with her? Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Come, can this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to him, "I have no food to eat. I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Come, could someone have brought him food?" My food," Jesus said, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest, I tell you. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." So now we are going to this small little it's not a paragraph, like, I don't know what you're supposed to call these things, like, we're just gonna proceed, and I'll look it up later. Many of the Samaritans of Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He has told me everything I've ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed two days. And because of his words, many more became believers. And said to the woman, "No, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man is really the savior of the world." And now it is called the last 11 verses is called Jesus heals an official's son. After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the people of Galilee welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, so they also had been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. I don't know how you pronounce that. When this man heard that Jesus arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see sights and wonders, Jesus told him, "You will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied. Your son will live. So the man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign of Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. And that is the end of chapter 4. And next time we'll be back with chapters 5 and 6. And, now let's talk about the highlighted verse. We only highlighted one verse in chapters 3. And so that verse was John 3:16. It is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And so I know this first one because I do have it memorized. And I would highly encourage you guys to memorize this one too, because it really is like a good verse to know. Like, that God loved us so much that he gave his one, he had one chance with this, and Jesus was really humble when he died for us, not himself. And so that is all we have for today, friends. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please go check out my website linked down in the description down below. Please go check out my brother's podcast, Junior Childs, my cousin's podcast, Gracia Books and More, my cousin's YouTube channel, Gigi Tutorials. Have a great week. Have fun. Stay positive. Bye.